welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen, and we are getting ready to crank up for the day today and tackle lots of topics. I have to say a word about an opportunity I had last night to say a few words at the prayer service of a friend of mine, Jim Holdman, who passed away last week. I think I mentioned this briefly Friday on the program. But Jim was with a company called Funding Logic, and over the years he has done a lot of good work in helping nonprofits, ministries, charities raise funds. And I got to know him in the mid-90s. He moved from Minot to Grand Forks and was instrumental in a lot of civic projects up there, and got to know him and became a kind of a regular caller to the program. And but I was thinking last night a little bit about Jim and about his legacy. And first of all, he died way too young, 67 years of age. Ends up finding out he had pancreatic cancer on March 27th, and passed away less than a month later, last week on the 16th, I guess. And so, can you imagine? Wow. So, you know, I don't know about you, but I can't hear stories like that, or go to a prayer service where you're celebrating somebody's life and you just, once again, get that reminder. We ought to have it front and center every day, but you just never know. You just never know what the day is going to bring. It's a good reminder to just, I think, live moment to moment and cherish what you have right now rather than being anxious about weeks or months or anything ahead. And Jim had given my wife and I neat little, I don't know what you'd call it, but it's a print that had a nice cabin scene on it and a neat little saying with Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 on it. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I thought, you know, every time I'd walk by that in the house, I'd think of Jim, obviously. Just one of those neat little wedding presents that stays with you. And certainly when you lose somebody at 67 and you think of their legacy, you just can't comprehend it, can't comprehend pancreatic cancer. You just have to say, well, that's just above my pay grade. I'm just going to not be anxious about it, but I'm going to pray for the peace of God to transcend all understanding and guard a heart and mind. So, you know, I told a little story last night about, well, I told a couple of quick things about Jim and his vision and thinking big. And he loved telling stories about people that he had met along the way. And he had early on in his career was a fundraiser for a lot of different churches and faith-based missions. And he would tell me stories about the donors I'd meet with. And, you know, millionaires and billionaires and, you know, the different intricacies of getting in to meet them and what they would do. And I got to thinking, I'm guessing in heaven he's having quite a meeting, quite a reunion of all the people he helped get there. Because we just came off, obviously, Holy Week last week. And you hear the story, the parable of not a parable, it's part of history. It's Judas saying, hey, I know this Jesus guy. I'm one of his inner circle here, and, you know, you give me some silver, and I'll get you to the guy. So love of money, in the case of Judas, 20 pieces of silver, and sells out the king of the world. And that love of money is it's a boat anchor, right? It's a, because it's, you can't take it with you. Well, how many people did Jim help get there? To get them beyond their love of money, to get them to take the, you know, their hard-earned resources and give it to causes that would do some good long after they were gone, that because of that generosity that he helped them with, ended up in heaven. So that was the thought that got me through losing a good friend in Jim Holdman, and a good lesson for all of us. I know there's many, 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 many years of my 49 on this earth where, you know, you're striving to make more this year than you did last year, and, you know, got to do this and got to do that, and I'm not there anymore. That's not what drives me. It's not the, you want to provide for your family. You want to provide for, you know, your employees and their families and, you know, obviously, you know, have a good life, have a, you know, provide, but not be driven by it. And, part of that, for me, comes from people, meeting people like, Tim Holtman that have just helped people do some good with their money. And we know a lot of those folks here with what we do here and our Freedom Club and, the good efforts we've done here. So it's a labor of love, and it's fun. And when you're doing it with people that have like mind, it really is neat. So anyway, a little sorrow there. And then that's matched with a little bit of pride today in a youngster in our house who will be honored today at the Kiwanis National Honor Society luncheon. How about that? Trust me, I didn't have a National Honor Society luncheon to attend when I was a senior in high school. You know, I was more interested from about, well, ninth grade on, full time in the radio biz. And by my senior year, I mean, just get me out of here, right? I got to go to work, for crying out loud. I did, you know, this pesky school stuff. I want to be behind the microphone. So it's fun to see a little boy who it just seems like yesterday was sitting in the kindergarten classroom at St. Michael's School. And is now winding down his last month of school, headed for graduation and going to a National Honor Society luncheon today. So anyway, his mother and I are very proud of him and looking forward to that today. So that's what's on my mind, and I started there, I guess. We'll get to what's on your mind. First of all, guest-wise, is the Golden Girls here coming up in just a little bit. From the left, Ellen Ratner, and from the right, Blanquita Cullum. We're going to talk at 8:30 with Ben White, who is the chief political correspondent for Politico. He's written a piece about Obama's Keystone delay. He says it's political. Well, hey, no kidding, it's political. You're right on there, Mr. Political Man. But anyway, you know, it's one of those things in Washington that actually debate whether or not it's political. We're going to have a couple of folks from the National, the North Dakota Farm Bureau and then the American Farm Bureau Federation. One local, one national, on the waters of the U.S. proposal by the EPA. This is something you really need to know about, farmers. Pay attention to this. And then we're going to talk with Kat Perkins, a North Dakota native competing on The Voice. Do you watch The Voice? I don't watch anything on TV, to tell you the truth. I mean, I probably watch more of C-SPAN than anything because I want the raw, unvarnished, testimony for, so I can decide for myself. And number two, to C-SPAN is probably, Fox News Channel every now and then. But more often than not, I don't want anybody else to spin on it, and I'm bored with anything that isn't the facts, ma'am. So I'm probably the minority here. But anyway, I don't watch The Voice. But I'm fired up that a girl from Scranton, North Dakota, is doing so well and sang a great song last night. We get to talk to her today. And this Voice thing is kind of cool because these professionals – coach the amateurs, and then people vote whether they go to the next round or not. I guess it's kind of an American Idol-like knockoff, right? Kind of cool. But if you watch it, you maybe can school me up on the whole thing and let me know how it works and how you go to the next round and all of that. But I guess it's a big week for Kat Perkins, who did give some accolades last night from some of the folks. So, good deal. Anyway, we're going to talk with all those guests. Topics on the program today. First of all, Paul McCartney's coming to North Dakota. That was announced yesterday. And tickets on the top end are $251. Would you pay $251 for a ticket to a concert? You know, what I was thinking about this is, you know, a good cheap airfare is $250. And sometimes, you know, you find a good cheap airfare, you say, oh, gosh, I could go to you know, Las Vegas and have a, well, you know, a concert is probably, if it's somebody you really love, going to be every bit as an enjoyable experience as a quick little trip for cheap. And, you know, $251 is a cheap fare, and that's not your hotel yet, your meals and everything else. So I don't know. On one hand, I go, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, I remember thinking, you know, $20 for a Doobie Brothers concert was a lot of money, or Loverboy, or, you know, some of those 80s bands that I loved, and now $251 is the top end. $251, $151, $90, $59, and $25. So kudos to the Fargo Dome, by the way, for the nice rains there. I mean, they get you in the door for $25. I don't know if that's, you know, standing room only, and you get to touch the roof or what, but you're in the building. And, you know, that's not bad. Or $59.50 the next year, so not too bad. I'm not personally a big Paul McCartney fan, so it doesn't really do it for me, but maybe he's on your bucket list. But I was thinking, what concert would you just, you know, anything, you would just, you know, want to see him, want to have him here? Who would it be? Think about that a little bit and throw them on your list. 855-200-1776. The story of the Little Falls man who shot two youngsters at the end of his house in the news again because he's on trial. I want to talk about that. A few other things in the news as we go forward today. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's on your mind? The Golden Girls are here. Blanquita Cullum from the right and Alan Ratner, the left. He's a little tardy, but she'll be joining us shortly. BQ, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I think Miss Allen is trying to get you guys on the phone as we speak.
Is she really? Yeah, okay.
And can you have, yes, and I think if our wonderful guys would call back, she'll pick up the phone. I hear a duck quacking in the distance.
Yeah, they're going to call her again right now. So.
Oh, there she is.
A duck quacking? Does she have a duck quack on her phone?
She has a duck quack that actually went off at the White House during one of the briefings.
That's not a good thing.
The president is speaking. It's on YouTube somewhere. Duck quacking. You can hear Ellen's phone quacking in the distance.
Did she get any dirty looks for that?
Well, I don't know. Foul looks, I think, is the term. Foul looks.
Foul. That's pretty good, yeah. Actually, Ellen, you really, duck quacks as a phone ringer ought to be outlawed anyway, I think. Maybe can you,
I always said it wasn't what it was quacked up to be.
Oh, my goodness. Ellen, is Blanquita right? Did that actually happen and you had your phone on during the presidential briefing?
Yeah, it wasn't a briefing. It was an event at the White House. Somebody borrowed my phone and didn't turn it off.
Have they been since fired because of that offense?
No, it wasn't. It was a reception. It was a event.
Of course, they did label them officially as Ellen's bird brain.
You know, they occasionally invite me to things at the White House because they like me.
No wonder you defend this guy ad nauseum. They ought to like you.
Well, he should be defended. He's doing a great job.
They had like a gold chair for you there or something and, you know, have somebody fan you and...
The Golden Girl, right? Right.
Feed you bonbons or something, yeah. Bonbons.
On the altar that we have, the political altar of the Golden, on the Golden Girl's manor, on his picture right now, she's got a beautiful wreath of him of flowers because the cherry blossoms are in bloom. And she's all into this, you know, Mother Nature thing right now because it's Earth Day.
Well, today is Earth Day.
Who do you think we ought to...
Global warming and climate change.
Oh, Lord. I had a question on Earth Day. Who do you think ought to get the most credit for being good stewards of the Earth?
I think
Obama.
Oh, please. I mean, how much you talk about just on their big jet trips that they've taken, pay the taxpayer expense, the big footprint that they have expanded on gas, oil, air, you name it. But the ones I give the credit to are people like the American farmers and even some of those guys out there who are trying to go and find natural gas and trying to pay a lot of care about the earth.
There you go. I think both are farmers, ranchers. Who, by the way, as one of our Facebook posters put it, Paul, every day is Earth Day here at my farm. I mean, Ellen, if you live on the farm, if you make your living off the farm, that's sacred ground. You're going to protect that more than anything. That's how you provide for your family.
I kiss the buffaloes.
We feed the world. So, that's ground zero of Earth Day every day with farmers and ranchers. I completely agree. And I also think... What do you think about Keith's point that folks that are out there taking that God-given resource of energy from the earth in the most innovative ways you can imagine, now with hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling and doing it day in, day out with great precision and great care? How about coal? I mean, coal comes out of we have surface mining in North Dakota and an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal, which is, by the way, cheaper than gas.
Not clean on Earth Day.
But Ellen, have you ever been to a coal mine, like a surface mine, where they take these giant scoopers and bring out the coal down, hundreds of feet in the earth, and then put everything back where you would never know the reclamation? Have you ever seen have I taken you to a mine in North Dakota? I can't remember.
Well, we could go to even one close by. We'd love to go to North Dakota, but I'm telling you, we've got one close by in West Virginia. And I think that we have to start thinking about not putting our eggs all in one basket and just saying we're not going to use coal, we're not going to use nuclear, we're not going to use fracking. What are we going to use? We are the most, we have the most bounty and energy of any nation in the world, and we're sitting there being snobs.
Yeah, and I appreciate you recognizing the energy industry as well, because I think they are doing
well. We have an energy industry. We have a renewable energy, and we need to put it needs to be a Manhattan type project for renewable energy. Do I think it's fair? Or let me ask you both a question. Today is Earth Day. It's a very sacred day for me. And let me ask you a question. Do you think it's fair in 2 or 3 years to take all of God's given resources on this earth and use them up in 300 or 400 years? I don't think so. It took billions of years to make it.
But, Ellen, but let's just use oil. Right now, the fracking process has changed get oil and gas and how we get them out of the earth. In the case of oil, we get somewhere between 6 and 8% of the oil in the rock right now from the fracking process, okay? That's been the revolutionary change that allowed us to have more, less exports. So we now have more domestic production of oil than we have imports. We've crossed that 50% barrier. That's only by getting 6 to 8%. So when you talk about the amount of years we're getting from that energy and how we're using it up, you're doing it today's technology. That's constantly changing and evolving.
Changing and evolving. And the other aspect of this, first of all, think about all the wars that every liberal ever protested. A lot of that in the recent past history of wars has been over oil. So, you know, we're going to say that we're going to boycott this, but yeah, we'll send men and women to foreign soil to die over this commodity, which we can produce in our own country. And the fact of the matter is, with the relationship of folks in Canada through the Keystone Pipeline, places like North Dakota, Texas, and now in Mexico, we are completely energy, we have sovereignty, and it's all about national security, and it becomes a thing that affects our livelihood, our jobs, and the community.
Yeah, good points. And some of the innovation also going on in the oil industry is they have something called multi-site well pads, where they go on one particular pad and they horizontally drill in a number of different directions. Therefore, you need less footprint, if you will, on the earth where the pump is left behind than you previously would. And that just every day it changes. They break new ground, new technology, and it's pretty extraordinary when you think about it.
Well, the other thing is this, just FYI, coming back from Texas just recently, now they're looking at ways to do water leak fracking, and there's the other thing is now they've got a new way of purifying the water that makes the water for the entire community much cleaner than it was prior.
That's lovely, but you know what? What are you still doing about the fact that you're using up all of our resources in a few hundred years that took billions to make?
But again, Ellen, that's when you, I don't know how you can quantify the amount of time because you're talking about a snapshot today. That changes again. The figure you would use on oil would quantify to 6 to 8% of the oil. What if we get 10%, 20, 30, 50, 80, 100? You just keep extending that out. And by the way, I'm all for every other. We need every energy resource. So technology is going to continue to bring in all kinds of things. I mean, we're making, gas from corn, for crying out loud, and switchgrass and all kinds of things.
Well, we're making gas from corn, which they're showing is actually much more harmful to the community and to the earth than it is coming from fracking.
Happy Earth Day, you two. The Golden Girls from the left, Ellen Rander from the right, Blanquita Cullum. See ya.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3. Freezedryguy.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is What's on Your Mind. We continue on the program. Earth Day, who do we thank? Who should get attaboy from us today for their good stewardship? We're going to talk about Paul McCartney coming to North Dakota. First time ever. Are you jumping up and down excited, or is it somebody else you'd rather see? And $251 is what it's going to cost you for the best seat. Go see Paul McCartney. Would you pay that? We're going to talk about that more. EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal ought to scare you if you're a farmer or a rancher. We're going to dig into that today with our friends from the Farm Bureau. We're going to talk to Kat Perkins from The Voice on NBC, too. And let's talk a little bit about the Keystone XL pipeline. I'm reading a story today by Ben White in Politico. And Ben is the chief political correspondent for Politico. Chief economic correspondent for Political, sorry. Also a contributor on CNBC. And he has written a piece that I would consider pretty basic here, pretty common sense that explains the X's and O's of this Keystone XL pipeline as being political, but there's actually a debate about whether it's political in Washington, D.C. But I guess this was at CNBC.com. That I'm reading this. But, Ben, nice to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
This is only in Washington is it debatable whether this is whether this is political, right? I mean, it's obviously political, isn't it?
Yeah, it clearly is at this point. I mean, the administration has had two studies from its own State Department giving the go-ahead on the environmental impact. So there's no reason for the White House to delay making a decision on this other than they don't want to upset an important part of their base, the environmentalist base, by saying yes to it. And they also don't want to risk some of their at-risk senators, particularly Mary Landrieu in Louisiana, Mark Pryor in Arkansas, Mark Begich in Alaska, who are in favor of the pipeline. They don't want to say no to it outright and then get those folks in trouble. So basically they just punted it to say, we're going to wait until at least after the election to make a decision on this thing.
So you think that that this actually helps the Landrieus and the Begiches? They can jump up and down and complain and act like they're mad, but not actually make a decision?
I don't think so. I mean, some people do make that argument, and it at the margin, it could give them an opportunity to distance themselves from a president who's not very popular in their states. But particularly in Mary Landrieu's case, her argument for re-election is that she is influential in Washington and can represent Louisiana's interests as chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee by getting stuff done. And this is kind of the key one issue where she could exercise that influence and get an outcome that the Louisianans would support and help be helpful to the economy there with the refinery jobs on the Gulf Coast. And she's not able to do it. She's basically demonstrated an inability to influence this one key decision. So I think that outweighs the idea that she can complain about the president. I mean, what people want is getting stuff done, not just complaining about Obama. So she fails on that front. And I think the White House decided, look, we need the money from environmentalists more than we need to save Mary Landrieu here, particularly Tom Steyer, a very wealthy hedge fund investor in San Francisco who's made this his number one issue and said, I'll spend $100 million helping reelect and elect Democrats as long as you don't approve Keystone Pipeline. So they don't want to risk losing that money.
Yeah, tell us who this guy is, this Tom Steyer, who has some interesting ties to, you know, so the green kind of he'd fairly be called one of these extreme environmentalists, right?
I wouldn't necessarily apply that term to him extreme. I mean, he's definitely an aggressive environmentalist. The knock on him, and I think you've referred to there, is that he's got investments that would benefit from Keystone not being approved, that he's got a lot of investments in alternative energy. I'm not a deep expert in every investment that he has, but a lot of his money is tied up in alternative investments, alternative energy sources, that would benefit from, not using fossil fuels. So he can make the argument that it's an environmental issue, that he's promoting the use of renewable energy that doesn't, create greenhouse gases and global warming, but really it's a financial interest for him in blocking this. And the environmental impact of the pipeline itself, as the Obama administration has said, would be minimal in the grand scheme of the environment. So anyway, he's a very wealthy guy. San Francisco has founded a hedge fund company, has made hundreds of millions. I don't think he's a billionaire, but he's close. And he announced recently that he would spend $100 million to help Democrats in the 2014 election as sort of a counterbalance to some of the wealthy Republican donors. But he's very unlikely to do that if the administration approves Keystone. So he says it's purely for noble reasons of protecting the environment. Critics of him would say that's a smokescreen for his economic interest in not having Keystone approved.
The real deal here is the base, right? I mean, they already have a problem with the whole Obamacare funk that a lot of their base is in, that they know is going to rev up the other side, and they don't need their base ticked off and sitting on their hands. Yeah. So what I get a kick out about there is they're throwing the union base under the bus here a little bit in favor of the environmental wing. Is that because those folks are just a little more rabid, a little more walk on broken glass to get to the polls kind of folks, or what?
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, they've clearly made that calculation that it's riskier in this instance to anger the environmental base by approving this than it is ticking off the unions who support, creating the pipeline to generate some jobs. Union folks are real important to Democrats in midterm elections as well. They're very well organized generally and get folks out the polls. I think they're just really concerned about the overall headline risk of this. If they say yes, it obviously ticks off the environmentalists, but just more broadly, the spirits, the activist Democratic base in a way that maybe outweighs whatever damage they do to their union vote by not approving it. I think they're just afraid of a series of articles and headlines and stories saying Obama has sold out, the liberals overall, the environmental movement in particular, but in general, it's just disappointing to folks. And definitely the healthcare thing plays into it, that they don't want anything more that's going to depress turnout. I think they think that's turning around a little bit, that, these sign-up numbers are good, and the worst of the horror stories of implementation of Obamacare, at least for now, are not, sort of prominent. A little bit less of a concern.
Final quick question for you, just a few seconds, Ben. When's this decision going to be made? This is definitely signaling that it's coming after the November election?
Yeah, by the end of recorded history. It's coming after the election. I think that, it may even be later than that. They're going to wait for Nebraska to decide if this route, what the route is going to take. So I wouldn't look for it until, at least well into next year. And if they could somehow figure out how to get it past 2016, they'll do that.
Sounds good. Ben, appreciate the update. Chief political correspondent for Politico, Ben White. You can read him at CNBC as you watch him and Read them at CNBC.com, too. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
20 to 4 in the hour, Dustin Moore is here to tell us about the Wild winning in the Stanley Cup playoffs and a few other things related to sports. That was a nice win for the Wild. Keep the dream alive, right?
Unbelievable. What a game. Three periods of hockey and then some overtime. Fans that had a chance to watch the game yesterday had an absolute legendary game. Granlin ended up having a big overtime game-winning goal. Pretty much did it all by himself with a little spinorama along the boards and moved the puck in front of the net. And kind of a mid-air diving play where a stick or a defenseman's hand on the ice could have blocked the puck, but he ends up sliding it home. Darcy Kemper had his first ever playoff game, and he was unbelievable. Made 22 saves, I believe, for the shutout. Wild had 46 shots. They were just peppering Varlamov all game long. It was an amazing game for the Minnesota Wild, who do get the big win. The series is now 2-1. Game 4 is on Thursday at the XL Energy Center at 8:30. Most folks should be expecting to see Darcy Kemper in the net once again. One of the issues that'll be facing the Wild is they're going to be losing one of their big stars, Matt Cook, who was charged with picking up some of the high-flying players for the Avalanche. Cook is going to have a hearing with the NHL Department of Player Safety for kneeing Colorado Avalanche Tyson Barrie in the Game 3. The date and time of the hearing yet to be determined, but it's looking like Cook is probably going to be suspended for a period of time, and that's going to be a big deal for the Wild because Cook was not only one of their more veteran players, but also the guy in charge of keeping some of those high-flying Avalanche players in check. Yesterday was the big Boston Marathon race. Six runners in the area did finish this year's race. An American, Kofleski, was the winner for the men, and Rita Jeptu won it for the women. So a very big day over on the East Coast with the Boston Marathon. Fargo, Moorhead folks, Red River Valley folks looking to get their marathon on. That's going to be May 10th in the area. So the Fargo Marathon for folks in this area going on Saturday, May 10th. Three-game series at Tropicana Field for the Twins and the Rays. First game gets underway tonight, 6:10. Kyle Gibson, 3-0 with the ERA under 1. He's just been pitching fantastic for the Minnesota Twins. He's going to be going against the Rays ace, David Price, who's 2-1 with a 4.39 ERA. Wednesday's game is at 6:10, and Thursday's an afternoon game, 12:10 p.m. The Twins have lost 12 of their last 14 against the Rays. Kyle Gibson, though, has won his first three starts, and that game tonight is going to be a heck of a pitching matchup. And Scott, some local area news that's fun. Dilworth Glendon Felton pitcher Zach Nelson threw a no-hitter and struck out 15 Crookston batters yesterday as the Rebels earned a 3-0 win.
Speaking of locals, nice story in the Forum today about Matt Cullen surging in his final 12 games and final year of his contract. So he's 37, you know. I mean, it's on the north end of, you know, when you wrap things up in the NHL, and to still be playing is pretty cool. So
yeah, I remember last year he was one of the big keys for the Wild, and it was too bad we had to let him go because he was playing some really, really good hockey.
Moorhead High School graduate. He's a spud, so kind of cool. And so anyway, thanks, Dee. I'd love to see the Twins do a little better. It feels like it's going to be another long year.
No, it's not too bad. Their offense is doing really well. Their pitching's starting to pick up. So there's some light at the end of that tunnel this year. They shouldn't be at the bottom right now. It's very, very early, but they're only about a game and a half out, and the Central's not as tough as it used to be.
Be optimistic, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, a couple of questions we want to tackle today on the program. Thanks, Dee, for the sports update. Earth Day. Who should we run around and give a pat on the back today to? It's Earth Day, and who deserves the kudos, the slap on the back? And to Paul McCartney, $251 coming. Would you pay to see Paul McCartney for $251? If not him, who? Tell us today.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 registered commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
I just voted for Kat Perkins. It's my North Dakota pride showing here. Are you watching The Voice and rooting for North Dakota's Kat Perkins? She's going to join us today on the program. I think she's number 5 on iTunes now. So that's doing well. And then you need to vote today to get Kat to move on. Kind of a neat story. Just checking out her Facebook. It says, I'm from the tiny town of Scranton, North Dakota. And I live in Minneapolis. She nannies. Yeah. How about that? I didn't know that. That's kind of a cool story. I'm Kat. I'm originally from the tiny town of Scranton, North Dakota. I live in Minneapolis, nannying during the day and playing music at night. How about that? She's got a great voice, I'll tell you. Did a great job last night. She'll join us today on the program. You can vote for her by going to, what did I do here? I actually did a text vote. Text 9 to 8642. You text 9 to 8642, and then you vote for North Dakota. North Dakota's Kat Perkins. She's in the top 12 for season number 6. And just a few hours left to get your votes in. Spread the word. Is this show on every night? Chris, do they do it night to night? You're not a voice guy either, are you? We're going to get our voice experts to school us up on all of this. It's Earth Day today. That's right, it's Earth Day today. So who do we need to give a shout-out to in your mind? It's so blatantly obvious on who it ought to be. Really think it doesn't take a lot to think about this, on who ought to get it. B'nai says God. Well, of course, always and everything. So I'm with you there, B'nai. And then she says, and then my husband and son, farmers. Exactly. Farmers and ranchers. Farmers and ranchers. Can't say it enough. They deserve the credit on Earth Day. Paul McCartney coming to North Dakota. Tickets on sale Monday. $251 down to $25. So a ticket at any price range to be able to see history. First time Paul McCartney ever in North Dakota. And is Paul McCartney on your concert bucket list? And if not him, who? If you could pay, you just could, you know, you'd pay anything to go see him again. Who would it be? Like Buddy Holly or Elvis? I don't care, even if it's not possible. Or somebody that you hear about elsewhere. Don't tell anybody, but mine would be Celine Dion. Not like of all time, but I just one I've always wanted to see that I've never been able to, and my wife and entire family just mocks me horribly about that. She was in Vegas for a while. Always wanted to go see her there. Seen Elton John, seen Billy Joel. I don't know who I'm thinking of. Who's on that concert bucket list yet? I got to dream somebody up here. By the way, The Voice, to answer your question, answer my own question. Chris answered it for us Monday and Tuesday, 7 o'clock. So Monday and Tuesday nights is when they do it, huh? I got it. So two of the 12 that competed last night are going to be out. That's why she needs the votes. Got it. All right, let's tell you about the weather here. It cooled off a little from the wonderful Easter Sunday we had. But it's still hanging in there spring-like. 39 in Fargo right now, heading for 66 degrees. Forecast looks like this. Partly cloudy, 66 for a high today. Southeast wind 10 to 15 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Then cloudy late, low about 46. So pretty much uneventful. Sunny and 66 today. Some rain showers will cool off, 55 tomorrow. Thunder showers a possibility Thursday as well, up to 60. Cloudy rain showers Friday, 46. Now we're losing momentum. We're losing altitude here for crying out loud. Saturday, 51 degrees. Looking at the 10-day forecast, the best we're going to do is today in the next 10-day forecast here. Not many 60s either in the forecast. Sorry to report. Out in the oil patch, forecast looks like this. A mix of clouds and sun. Gusty winds high 66 today. A windy one, southeast of 20 to 30. Winds occasionally gusting over 40 today in the patch. Windy with showers tonight, developing after midnight, low of 44. Looking ahead, tomorrow some rain showers, 53, same Thursday. Friday, bit of sunshine, but only 44. Windy Saturday, 42. Sunday, 39 with some rain showers. And the warmest we get is today again in the next 10 days in the patch. Sorry. Right now, 33 in Tioga. Williston's 42, Watford's 39, Newtown's 35, Stanley's 35, Columbus 37 degrees, Grand Forks cloudy 35, Hillsboro Fair 39, Grafton 37 and fair, Kindred 39, Breckenridge and WAP, some sun peeking through in 37 degrees, Minnesota side 39 at Fergus this hour, Detroit Lakes 35, Thief River 37, World 35 degrees, South Dakota 35 in Watertown, 37 Sioux Falls, Aberdeen 33. All right, now in Fargo, again, some sun peeking through, 39 degrees on the way to a high today of 66 degrees. All right, let's crank up what's on your mind. Let's talk about great Earth Day stories today and who ought to deserve the credit, okay? Tell me who you think deserves all the credit. I'm not thinking of somebody that wants to save the tortoise or the spotted owl. Or bring us back to the Buffalo Commons. They wouldn't be high on my list. But all opinions welcome, as always. Who gets the Earth Day attaboy today in your mind? 855 800-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Who's on your concert bucket list? Plus, we're going to talk with some ag experts on the EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal that you ought to worry about. And Kat Perkins from The Voice coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.